and welcome to the show. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Elsie.
And what do you have in your hand?
A marshmallow.
And I have a chocolate reindeer.
So what are we going to do today?
Well, actually, we're going to be baking. So it's Christmas time, of course. We want to have some snacks and treats to share with people.
Yeah.
So we're actually going to do a little bit of baking, a little bit of, you know, at home cooking stuff. Are you good at baking?
Look at my marshmallow.
Oh, well, you can toast your marshmallow later.
So that means I've never baked anything before. And you?
I've tried, but then I don't think I'm very good as well, but it's okay.
Okay, so like you said, Christmas is coming, so do you want to make some Christmas treats?
Yes, we do. We're going to be making these little reindeers.
Ooh, nice.
Then we can read the article, and so, they can teach us too.
Yeah, and maybe you can teach me how to bake them.
Of course.
Right?
It looks quite easy. I think we can make these ourselves.
Okay.
All right, so let's take a look at our article to make some Christmas treats.
A sweet and simple holiday treat.
请在每句朗读后一起跟着念哦。Let's go!
Carol and Joy were in the kitchen. They're ready to make some Christmas treats.
Let's get started on these chocolate-covered marshmallow reindeer.First, we put the marshmallows on the sticks. Where's the chocolate?
I just put it in the microwave. It'll melt quickly.
Great! We already broke the pretzels in half, right?
Yes, that's done. Oh, the chocolate is ready now.
Good! First, we cover the marshmallows in the chocolate.Then, we put white sugar pearls on these marshmallows for the ice.
Do I use red M&Ms for the nose?
That's right. Last,Put the pretzel halves on top. And wait until the chocolate cools.
They're so cute!
Let's take some pictures before we enjoy these treats.
Cover, cover. Johnny likes to cover his popcorn with lots of butter. Johnny likes to cover his popcorn with lots of butter. Top, top. Tina put a star on the top of the Christmas tree.Tina put a star on the top of the Christmas tree. Wait, wait. The teacher is waiting for the students to finish the test. The teacher is waiting for the students to finish the test. Cute, cute. That cat is so cute. Look at its little face. That cat is so cute. Look at its little face.
Okay, so we're going to be learning how to make Christmas treats with Carol and Joy. So the scenario says, Carol and Joy are in the kitchen. They're ready to make some Christmas treats. Now, treats here means a tasty snack or food that you eat occasionally. It's not something that you eat every single day. Actually, there's a lot of meaning for the word treats, which Elsie will later explain.
这边说到呢 ,Carol 跟 Joy 两个人在厨房里头，他们准备好来做圣诞节的甜点了。那 treat 呢有很多的意思，我们课文中提到的是难得吃到的美食。那在万圣节我们会说 trick or treat, 不给糖就捣蛋。那那边的 treat 指的就是糖果甜食啦。那另外呢 treat 还可以当特别的款待或是请客。Let's go have lunch later, Tiffany. It's my treat.
Wow,
我请客。那以上是当名词的用法。当动词的时候呢 treat 可以指的是对待。Tiffany treats me very well.
Always.
她总是对我很好。再来另外一个意思呢是医治。He is being treated for a kind of disease now. 他现在正因为一种疾病而接受治疗。So I talked about treat too much, right? What are Carol and Joy going to make?
Well, there's so many meanings for the word treat, but here we're going to see that Carol and Joy are going to make something called a marshmallow reindeer. Carol says, let's get started on these chocolate-covered marshmallow reindeer. Wow, it sounds really tasty already.
巧克力驯鹿棉花糖。
That's what we had in our hands. So they said they're going to get started on making these reindeer. So when you get started on something, it means you're ready to do something. You're ready to start something, basically.
所以 Carol 这边就说，我们来开始做巧克力驯鹿棉花糖吧。To get started, 也就是 start 或是 begin, 开始的意思。To get started on something, 开始做某事。Or we can say to get something started. For example, let's get started on the project. 我们开始做这项专案吧。当然也可以说 let's get started.
Let's get the project started.
Okay. So, Carol knows how to make chocolate 驯鹿棉花糖, right?
That's right. Because Carol then, she's the one explaining how to make it. She says, first, we put the marshmallows on the sticks.And then she starts to look around, where's the chocolate? Remember, it's chocolate covered. So you need to put the chocolate on top of the marshmallow.
Okay, 所以呢，这边 Carol 说到，首先呢，我们要将棉花糖放在竹签上。她用了 first 这个字当作首先的意思。我们就先进到 matchbox, 听讲师讲解表示步骤前后的副词。
Matchbox, 找亮点。
打给贺，大家最爱的阿美姐又来啦！想当年呢，我可是打败了志玲姐姐，打败了杰伦哥哥，成为收视女王。哎呦，连哥哥都要找我去拍偶像剧，难道我不是人见人爱吗？大家都跟我说，阿美姐，你变太美了吧！哎呦，麦阿内贡，我只是胖了一点，多练了一点喉筋，但是我素颜很美，是真的啦。今天呢，就要来跟大家分享我变美的步骤哦。说到步骤呢，我们英文里面当然需要使用 first, next, then, last 这些副词咯。大家都说哦，骗人，到底要怎么样才能变美？今天呢，就来跟大家分享阿美姐我的一天啦，让你知道偶数怎么变美的啦。好，让我们一边学变美，一边来学英文咯。First,I drink lots of water right after I get up. First, I drink lots of water right after I get up. 首先呢，我一起床哦，就要喝很多水啦，帮助排毒，对不对？接下来要做什么呢？ Next, I will get some exercise. Next, I will get some exercise. 下一步咧，我就会去做一点运动啦。如果你只吃没运动，嘿嘿，你当然嘛变成大口袋。运动完回家当然要休息一下，但是你以为我躺下来睡大头觉吗？错。Then I will have some vegetables for breakfast.Then I will have some vegetables for breakfast. 然后呢，我就会吃一些蔬菜当早餐啦。因为呢，我是学猴的，自然要吃很多蔬菜。蔬菜有很多维他命哦，吃了自然给你睡当当。Last, I take a long bath. Last, I take a long bath. 最后呢，我就会洗一个香香澡，顺便冥想，身心灵都获得解放啦。这样想不变美都很难。讲耍了我的故事，你发现了今天的重点吗？没有错，就是我每个句子最前面的那个字啦。英文里面要写文章哦，这种表示顺序的副词超级好用呢，强力推荐啦。我们整理一下哦， first 表示最先第一步骤的意思咯。下一步呢，我们就可以用 next 来表示， then 呢接在 next 后面，它就表示接着，然后中间呢过了很多个步骤之后呢，我们最后就来到了 last。 last 这个字呢就表示最后一个步骤咯。这四个副词呢连在一起就变成了一个很完整的一顺序，很完整的一个文章咯。诶，你还以为英文写作很难吗？诶，你这样不就是用了四句写了一个完整的段落吗？你说好用不好用啦？ First, next, then,Last, 谢依，赶快背起来咯。
回到文章，刚刚说到呢，先把棉花糖放到竹签上面。You know what? I love marshmallows. Do you?
I love them. I especially love to roast marshmallows.
Yes, 在美国的家里面大多有 fireplace, 壁炉。Mm-hmm. I love to roast marshmallows on the fire in wintertime.然后对了，刚刚 Carol 有说到 Where's the chocolate? 巧克力在哪里？
Right, so they need to, remember, put the chocolate on the marshmallow. And Joy says, I just put it in the microwave. It will melt quickly, okay? So, of course, we're not going to take chocolate and bam, put it on there. We need to melt the chocolate. Mm-hmm. When you melt something, you use, it means you use fire or you use heat, turn something from a solid to a liquid. So, ice cube will melt into water.Because an ice cube is a solid, water is a liquid. Now, if you eat something and it's really, really, really tasty, you can say it melts in your mouth. So this is a phrase to describe that something is very, very tasty. It becomes soft when you eat it. So, for example, chocolate melts in your mouth, mm-hmm. or Kobe beef.It can melt in your mouth.
Yeah.
And there's also a very famous chocolate. They have a slogan. It says, M&M's melt in your mouth, not in your hand.
Oh, M&M 巧克力只容你口不容于手。再来 Carol 这边说到呢，我刚才把巧克力放到 microwave, 也就是微波炉里面了，会很快融化。Melt 这个字呢就是融化，可以是冰融成水，也可以是巧克力在嘴巴里面融化的意思哦。What about when somebody says, you melt my heart? What does that mean?
It means you fall in love with them, mm-hmm. and you're kind of like, oh,
我爱上你了 you melt my heart.
You melt my heart.
You melt my heart too.
Love you. All right, so Carol then says, great, we already broke the pretzels in half, right? So pretzels are kind of like a cookie, and what they do is they break it in half for the antlers.
所以这 Carol 就说了，我们已经把蝴蝶饼分成两半的，对吧？Half, 它是一半的意思。
Right, so when you break something in half, again, it just means to put it into two pieces, to split it into two pieces.
分成两半。
Right, when you break something into pieces, it means you break it down into even smaller, smaller, smaller pieces.
弄成碎片。
That's right. Okay, so Joy says, yes, that's done. So she's already made the antlers for the reindeer. And she says, maybe it goes ding, the microwave goes ding. She says, oh,The chocolate is ready now.
Oh, 那完成了，巧克力也好了。
Carol then says, good. First, we cover the marshmallows in the chocolate.
所以首先呢，我们把巧克力涂在棉花糖上面。
So let's take a look at the verb power word cover. It's spelled C-O-V-E-R. Cover. cover is a verb and it means to put something on top or over something. So there will be chocolate all over the marshmallow is what this means in the article. We can take a look at our sample sentence. It says, Johnny likes to cover his popcorn with lots of butter. Johnny likes to cover his popcorn with lots of butter.
Cover 在文章当中呢，当的是动词，覆盖的意思。例句说啊 ，Johnny 喜欢让他的爆米花上裹上很多的奶油。
Yum.
那我们说 to cover A with B， 也就是用 B 覆盖 A 这个东西。So for example, Tiffany, what are you doing? What are you covering your face with your hands? 你为什么要拿你的手来遮住你的脸呢 ？Are you okay?
Because I'm shy.
You're being shy. 这么害羞。好，另外呢、cover 也可以当名词来用哦，指的是覆盖物或者是封面。The cover of the book， 书的封面。
That's right. Okay, so what else do we have to do to make the chocolate-covered reindeers? Carol then continues to say, then we put white sugar pearls on these marshmallows for the eyes. So the chocolate goes on top, right? Mm-hmm. We dip it in the chocolate, and then you can take these kind of pearls, and then you put them on for the eyes.Okay, so these are pearls that we can eat. It's for food, it's for decorating, it's especially used when you bake stuff.、So it's safe to eat.
所以所谓的 white sugar pearls, 白色糖珠它可以用来装饰也可以吃。那 pearl, 这个字是珍珠对不对、我们台湾最有名的珍珠奶茶 pearl milk tea.
I love this. I think there's another way to, that people call this too. They call it boba.
Yeah, boba, boba. Tea.
Boba tea, so boba milk tea, pearl milk tea, they're both the same thing.、I love it so much. All right, so next, what does Joy say? She says, do I use red M&Ms for the nose? Yeah, of course, it's Rudolph the reindeer.
Oh, 因为是红鼻子嘛，所以这边 Joy 就问啦，是要用红色的 M&M chocolate 来当做鼻子吗？
Carol says, that's right.Last, put the pretzel halves on top and wait until the chocolate cools. So she says, put the pretzel tops on the top of the reindeer's head so it looks like antlers and we need to wait until the chocolate cools down.
所以 Carol 这边就说到了，没错，我们要把两半的蝴蝶饼放在上面，然后等到巧克力冷却。我们看到 halves, 它是 half 的复数，去掉 F 加上 V-E-S.
So let's take a look at our word pair word top now.Top is spelled T-O-P, top. Top is a noun and it means the upper surface or the edge of something. So it is the highest part or the level of something. So, for example, on the table, the top of the table is maybe where you put your remote or where you eat off of. That's called the top. So maybe your parents might say to you, please take your feet off the tabletop or the top of the table.Now let's use this in a sample sentence. We can say, Tina put a star on the top of the Christmas tree. Tina put a star on the top of the Christmas tree.
Top 是顶端。例句说呢 ,Tina 把一颗星星放在圣诞树的顶端。其实 top 还可以当作上衣的意思。那 top 的相反就是底端咯 ,bottom.
Right, and they also can mean your pants or your shorts as well.
所以变成是穿在下半身的裤子。
That's right. So we need to wait for the chocolate to melt. Now let's first learn what wait means. It's spelled W-A-I-T, wait. Right, so at first we wanted to wait for the chocolate to melt. Now after we've put everything on top of the reindeer, we need to wait for the chocolate to cool down. Now, what does wait mean? It's a verb and it means to stay somewhere because maybe something unexpected happened. And you kind of need to, you know, stay there until someone arrives or it is your turn to do something. So you kind of stop the time and you kind of stay there for a bit is what wait means. Now we can say we wait until the doctors call us in.Okay, or I love Ichiran ramen, but I don't want to wait in line for it. I don't want to spend time to stay there and do nothing. That's what it means. All right, so let's take a look at our sample sentence. It says, the teacher is waiting for the students to finish the test. The teacher is waiting for the students to finish the test.
Wait 是等待的意思。例句说呢，老师正在等待同学们完成试题。To wait for somebody to do something, 也就是等待某人做某事。Tiffany, I'm waiting for Laura to come.
I know, me too. But she's so slow.
She's so slow, she's late.
She is. All right, anyways, we still need to wait for the chocolate to cool. Maybe when the chocolate cools, Laura will be here.
Okay.
All right, so what does cool mean? It means to let something lower its temperature, soIt becomes warm or becomes cooler.
Cool 这个字呢，当动词是冷却的意思哦。那当然，我们学过它的形容词啊，像是天气凉爽的 ，it's cool。或者是形容东西或人很酷炫 ，you look cool。
Thanks, you look cool too.
所以这些字呢，它的意思都是很常见的。
All right, so next.Joy says, they're so cute. So after they're finished with it, they look at their reindeer, of course, and they say, they're so cute.
他们好可爱哦。
And cute here is our word power word. It's spelled C-U-T-E, cute. All right, we say this word all the time. You're so cute. That is so cute. It means something that you like. So it's something, you describe something that is very adorable or that you really, really like this. So, for example, if you like a boy in your class, you can say, oh, he's really cute. It means you like him. Or the same thing, if you like a girl in your class, you can say, she is really cute. It means you like them. All right, so let's take a look at our sample sentence. We can say, that cat is so cute. Look at its little face.That cat is so cute. Look at its little face.
Cute, 可爱的。We can also use the word like lovely, 或者是 adorable, 来形容东西是可爱的。那我们例句说呢，那只猫可爱哦，看它小小的脸。
Then Carol says, let's take some pictures before we enjoy these treats.
哦，所以在我们享受这些甜点之前，先来拍个照片吧。
Right, because I'm pretty sure they're so tasty, they look really delicious as well. So, right, you guys can try to now make these Christmas treats for yourselves.
Yeah.
It actually sounds pretty easy, right?
And the treats are cute, so you...can take some selfies with the food, with the treat.
And you could share them with friends, you could take it to school. But I think it should be quite easy to make.
Yeah.
You can do it, I believe in you.
Okay, I'll try.
All right, so let's take a quick break, and then we'll be right back with our review time.
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
All right, so our review time today is a little bit different. We have all these letters on the board. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you guys the definition, and then you have to try to spell the word from the board. So it's all mixed up.
所以这些字母都会是我们 Word Power Words 里面的
That's right.
全部混在一起。等一下 Tiffany 老师给 definition, 定义，你们要拼出字哦。
Alright, so this word means that you're so adorable, you maybe like something, you like someone.
你好可爱哦。
Oh, thank you.
So the word is cute.
That's right. Alright, so let's erase it. Okay, how do we spell so, cute?
Cute, cute. So I need C, U, T, and the end is E.
Cute.
Cute.
All right. So this word means that you put something on top of it and you kind of like the chocolate.
So it's not top.
Mm-mm.
You put something on the top of something.
It's like what we did with the chocolate and the marshmallow.
你没有答案了吗? Yeah, it's cover.
Okay. That's right. How do you spell cover?
So the same thing.
Cover.
C-O-V-E-R.E-R.
Oh, cover. So easy. All right, this one means you kind of stay somewhere because maybe you need to spend some time there. And you can't, for example, if you go to the doctor's office, you can't immediately go to the doctor. So you
你必须要等待 Wait. Wait. Wait.
Oh, so the last one should be quite easy. This is...
Pat.
For example, close. It's the something on the opposite of bottom.
Top. T-O-P.
Right. All right. So was that easy for you guys? You can try this game with your friends as well. We hope you guys are enjoying our article.
Okay.
Make sure to make some Christmas treats and share it with us. But that's all the time that we have for today. We'll see you guys soon.
Bye.
Bye.
A sweet and simple holiday treat.
Carol and Joy are in the kitchen. They're ready to make some Christmas treats.
Let's get started on these chocolate-covered marshmallow reindeer. First, we put the marshmallows on the sticks. Where's the chocolate?
I just put it in the microwave. It'll melt quickly.
Great! We already broke the pretzels in half, right?
Yes, that's done. Oh, the chocolate is ready now.
Good. First, we cover the marshmallows in the chocolate. Then, we put white sugar pearls on these marshmallows for the eyes.
Do I use red M&Ms for the nose?
That's right. Last, put the pretzel halves on top and wait until the chocolate cools.
They're so cute!
Let's take some pictures before we enjoy these treats.
Cover. Cover. Johnny likes to cover his popcorn with lots of butter. Johnny likes to cover his popcorn with lots of butter. Top. Top. Tina put a star on the top of the Christmas tree. Tina put a star on the top of the Christmas tree. Wait. Wait. The teacher is waiting for the students to finish the test. The teacher is waiting for the students to finish the test. Cute. Cute. That cat is so cute. Look at its little face. That cat is so cute. Look at its little face.